This question, another question. The living entity comes into the material world from the spiritual world.
From the spiritual world?
Yes.
So who says so?
It said, but when the living entity gives up the service of
difficult, Krishna. Difficult point. Where from it comes, there is tatastha shakti, marginal potency. Generally it has been told. And those that are, comes from spiritual, they are show of coming. And they can go there. The spiritual body, they come here, that is a show. They are inhabitants of that plane, they come and they go to a higher plane. They come into the lower plane of their own accord or by the direction of their Lord, and they can go finishing his engagement, his duty. But those that are in bondage here, where from they come? That should be the question, is it not? What do you know?
Isn't Krishna Bully Seji, when the living entity forgets Krishna, then he
Krishna Bully Seji
Krishna Bully. The Krishna Bhuri, that does not mean the Krishna is on the side, missing him, he is coming here from the marginal potency. He is comes generally this side. Krishna Bhuri, forgetting Krishna, that on the other side, unmindful of that, their misfalls, unfortunately, they're coming this side. But on the other side, there is Krishna. And that is the purpose of the expression. Krishna Bhuri Seiji Anadi Bhidmo.
Isn't the living entity is the superior energy of Krishna? Jiva Bhuta.
Everything also. Everything is energy of Krishna, but there is gradation. Where he has come, that is also belongs to Krishna. In the absolute sense. And the relative, that is Maya. And that Maya, ignorance. Ignorance, Maya. Misunderstanding. Krishna is there, proper understanding and the misunderstanding. Both exist. And the meeting point of the negative, positive, there is a meeting point. The water and the earth, the gas and the water, the heat and some margin, and the job, the difficulty with the marginal position. Neither air nor ether, but the meeting point. Transformation, one can go to another. So a stage, a marginal stage of transformation, we have to understand. And that is the difficulty.
The living entity is never born and never dies.
But yes.
So, and he has come into this material world at some point, although it's since time immemorial. So, before coming to this material world...
That is relative, immemorial. But it is time, the factor of this material space and time. He enters into this material thought, thinking, and then the space and time and the form of material thinking comes and captures him. So anadi, this is before space and time. Space and time is a form of thought. So before coming into such consciousness, you have no sense of space and time. Just when you are in deep slumber, profound slumber, sleep, no consciousness of space and time. Whenever you come to awake, you are come in the realm of space and time. But how do you come? Can you trace it? The fine stages from deep sleep to awakenment. Can you trace them? But still it is there, vague. No consciousness in some sleep. But when you awake, you come to consciousness. And then space, time, things, body, paraphernalia, all this. But you, can you measure there? That is the example to be applied there also. The transformation, one to another, consciousness. But so subtle, it is very difficult to measure. The microscope, microscope's microscope, and then that microscope's microscope, you can apply that in the factor of time. So telescope, microscope, and so many in the space and time. You see that in your own experience, how from sleep you come out, but how can you trace that? That you may apply in the general case. It is achinta, unintelligible by our present capacity, beyond our capacity. But still it is there, it is the fact we can't ignore. That from nothing we are coming to something. We can't ignore. And it is being repeated daily. Daily experience, but that is unintelligible. So apply it in the bigger case. How the birth and death is transforming. Gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie.